and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about flirting. Now, of course, I shook my shoulders in a very not flirty way when I said that, and maybe that's because I've lost all game. But let's take a trip back in time to when I was actually active in the dating scene and listen to the naked truth on how to flirt. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Naked Truth. I'm your host, Trisha Hirschberger, here in the buff, and it's colder out, and that's making this more difficult. Yes, I am sitting on a washcloth, so it's not that my seat is cold, it's that my hair is cold, since I'm right out of the shower with no hairstyle and no makeup. But c'est la vie. That's how we do this. Hashtag Naked Army. Speaking of the Naked Army, thank you to everyone who sent in naked truths of their own last week. That's Pat, Chris, Jose, Lawrence, Prescott, and Kristen, Josh, Julia, and Jacob. You guys rock. If you want to check out their naked truths, you can do that in the description below. For this week, I wanted to go ahead and talk about flirting. And this was inspired by Heroic Punk on YouTube, who wrote to me and said, I'd love for you to discuss the prospect of approaching someone you find attractive and basically flirting with them. From what I understand, women still prefer to be the ones who are approached rather than the one who approaches, therefore making it the guy's job to initiate conversations and ask for dates and such. And I think this is a really outdated concept, especially with the rise in gender equality. If you're a shy guy, then you're much less likely to ever meet someone because girls don't typically, from what I've seen, approach a guy they find attractive. And I think that's completely unnecessary and doesn't make much sense in this day and age. So, Trisha, I'd appreciate hearing your thoughts on the subject. For example, have you ever approached a guy you found attractive? In public, how about online? Have you sent messages to guys on dating sites or attempted to stir conversation? So, yes, I know that's a lengthy topic discussion, but I wanted to fit it all in there so that I can address all parts of it. So the naked truth on how to flirt. Much like the naked truth on how to attract women, I think the overriding concept here is that everybody's completely different. So you just gotta be yourself. And that's the big overarching, but we'll go into a little bit of the specifics and things that I personally like and I've done. So let me start off by saying that as far as women expect men to approach them, I think that both men and women would love to be approached because that's the easier part of that scenario, is to be the person on the receiving end of it. There's much less pressure at that point. So I say throw that out the door. I agree, it is an outdated concept, and especially with everyone touting gender equality, then it should be absolutely equal. Either men or women can be the one to approach, and either men or women can be the one approached. As far as have I ever approached guys, I was trying to think about it, and online, I certainly have approached guys that I found attractive that I wanted to start conversation with. And in person, that was a lot harder for me. I don't know if it's because as I got older and more confident in who I was just doing more online dating as opposed to when I was younger and actually like out at the bars and, you know, meeting people in person. But my strategy was to always do the like make eye contact for extra long, like for 1 millisecond too long, like to the point where they realize like, oh, we just made eye contact for an uncomfortable amount of time, and then wait for them to approach me. And I don't know if this is because culturally I have expectations that men will approach or if I'm just too darn shy. But like I said, as I get older and more confident in myself, I was more of the approacher, but that was mostly online. And I did end up dating at least one of the people that I approached. So it worked out. It can certainly work out. So my advice on how to flirt besides be yourself is to take all the pressure off. Honestly, think about it like my sister told me a really good way to think about it. And she said, you're trying on different shoes. And if a shoe doesn't fit, if a particular shoe doesn't fit, that's okay. Move on to the next one. And when I started thinking of it less as a super high pressure situation and more of just a like, hey, I'm checking this out. We're checking this out together to see if it works. And then a flirting scenario in my mind became just hitting it off. Whether I'm hitting it off with someone that I'm attracted to or not attracted to, I began to see the similarities in those. So what I would say is take the pressure off yourself. make it a more casual situation and make it about them. If you go into a situation thinking, wow, okay, I can see that I'm physically attracted to this person. Let's see if I'm mentally or otherwise attracted to them too. You're sussing them out just as much as they're sussing you out. Don't go into it like, oh, I have to impress them, I have to impress them, which I think is a lot of our initial reaction. Instead, go into it like, hey, I'm gonna have a conversation with this person and I'll come out of it either wanting to get to know them better or not, and they'll come out of it either wanting to get to know me better or not. And if no one wants to get to know each other better, then what? You've wasted a small 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of your life. No big deal. And you know, if nothing else, you got to know a new person. So I would say to take the pressure off of yourself, make it more about them than it is about you. I mean, you always hear when flirting, ask a lot of questions. A, it's very easy for someone to talk about themselves and talk about their own experiences. So maybe they're feeling nervous and you're helping to help them feel a little bit less nervous, and you're learning about them. So you can learn if this is really someone you want to get to know better or not. As far as do they like you, try to be open, but ultimately be yourself. I mean, if I like was so self-conscious that a guy that I wanted to talk to at a bar or a random stranger wouldn't like the sound of my voice, and I, you know, faked the sound of my voice so that they would like me, eventually they're going to realize that that's not really what my voice sounds like. Or if you say things that you think another person wants to hear, eventually the real you is going to come out, and then you'll have wasted both of your time if that's not the situation. So be yourself. We all have our charm, whether your charm is that you're the shy guy or the clumsy girl or whatever it is. There is a person out there who will find that charming. So just be you when you go into those situations. And like I said, you could be you and both of you could go, oh, thank you for the conversation, but I'm not really interested in pursuing this. Both of you could feel like that. So it's just a testing it out. It's just a seeing if the shoe fits. And if it doesn't, it's not a big deal. For me, my tips on what to do that work for me, I always appreciate it if I'm talking to someone and it's a very short conversation. I don't like when people come up to me, especially if I'm with my friends, in a bar, in a restaurant scenario, and want to talk to me for like a half hour or 45 minutes, especially if I'm politely trying to excuse myself, because I came here to be with my friends. And I think it also looks very one-track minded, and that feels a little much for me. So if you are in that situation, like if I was going to approach someone, I would try to make it short and sweet and then get out of Dodge and go back to my friends. A, your friends don't appreciate it when you blow them off all night. And B, it shows that you have your own life. You have your own things going on, and you know, you're inviting that person to see if they would like to see more of said life. But it's not all about this pressure conversation, this one thing. So I would definitely say that. And also, if you're going to close the deal, as far as not close the deal like sleep with, I mean close the deal like ask for the phone number, I would always recommend asking for either Facebook, if you have like Bump on your phone or something like that, or just have them type their Facebook name into the phone, or you know, make it part of conversation. Oh, I want to see that thing that you talked about, ha ha ha. Or email address. I think that connecting via Facebook and email address for a first time contact allows you to still keep an open relationship with that person where you're going to get to know them a little bit better, but it's not as much pressure as giving out a phone number. And I don't know why, but to me at least, giving out a phone number is a very like personal thing. So I much prefer e-communication. And I know other people say, you know, it's not cool to ask people out via Snapchat or Tinder or online dating or Facebook. I personally don't mind that. We're in a digital age, and I think that people communicate in a variety of different ways, and I would encourage you to communicate the way that you're most comfortable and can be the most yourself. So my question for you guys is, how do you flirt? How do you feel most confident when you're approaching someone that you're attracted to? Let me know in the comments section. Please make sure that you check out other videos on this channel, or like this video if you like this video. I'm trying to do more things with this channel. I don't know if some of you have noticed, but I'm uploading gaming videos on Fridays from my Twitch stream that I'm doing at twitch.tv/Trisha Hershberger, but I'm trying to expand this channel. So talk about it, share it with your friends, make your own naked truths, but from the shoulders up only, please, and continue to suggest vlog topics that you like. I do have guests on here from time to time, so if you have a certain topic you'd like to see a guest with, make sure to suggest that as well. All right, guys, thanks so much, and I will see you next week.
Yeah, my flirting back then, if I remember correctly, was just a lot of extra looking, extra uncomfortable eye contact to be like, yeah, you know I'm looking at you. That was it. But if any of you follow my Twitch channel now, you know I have very little in-game game, like video game characters that are romanceable NPCs. Never seemed to go for me. So maybe I'm not the best one to ask for flirting advice. I mean, honestly, everyone's so different and everyone's preferences are so different. I can tell you what I preferred and what worked for me and what I didn't prefer and what didn't work for me. And you can do with that information what you will. It might work for you, it might not. But I still stand by a lot of the stuff that I said all those years ago. Not every encounter needs to be high stakes. And I think if the more you can remind yourself that you are, as my sister said, at a shoe store and trying on different shoes, and if a shoe doesn't fit, you don't need to break down in tears and cry about it. You just move on the next shoe. Now, I'm not saying years-long relationships that end, then of course, yes, you can mourn the loss of that relationship. But I'm talking about casual encounters when you're dating. If you meet someone at a party or when you're out in public or if you're at the grocery store and the person two people in line in front of you is pretty cute. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about when you're approaching a stranger who you don't know because you think that they're cute and you would like to know if maybe they also think that you're cute. Ah, it sounds so scary. But honestly, the more you can cut yourself some slack and think, I'm just getting to know a new person and find out if they might be right for me, or find out if there's even an option to find out if they might be right for me. Like, you're still so far removed from the part where your heart could get hurt out of it, that there really is relatively little stakes there. Like, I remember when my now husband and I started dating, we had gone out once or twice, and he said on the third date, like, hey, or I guess it was the second date at that point, but he was like, hey, I want to ask you a bunch of pretty personal questions, and I'd like you to do the same with me. And if we realize that maybe we're not a good long-term match, then that's okay. It's been great getting to know you. I think you're a nice person, but good luck on your search. And, you know, we kind of did that before hearts got involved and stuff like that. But I think that is a not only very efficient way to approach it, but it's also a great way to approach it because it protects you before you fall in too deep, if you will. So anyway, those are kind of longer-term strategies. As I mentioned, that was like our second or third date at that point. But I really do think that even casual, very initial flirting is all about sussing out on both sides. The less you can think, oh, please like me, and the more you can think, I wonder if you could be right for me, the better and more interesting you're going to come across as well. So, I mean, it helps you out in both situations there because you don't know if they're right for you. You might think that they are attractive. And then when you talk to them for a little while, think, oh, this person is absolutely not right for me. Whew, glad I found that out early. It's not an easy task to suss someone out. Sometimes people, you know, we say put your best foot forward, but sometimes people put a pretty fake foot forward that's not really what they actually, you know, they're re not really accurately representing who they are. So the more you can be curious, especially in those initial couple meetings, the better. What do you want to know about in a partner? Like, sit down and ask yourself, if I'm looking to date someone, like, what am I really looking for in another person? You know, do I want a person who likes dogs? Do I want a person who's into the same hobbies as me? Or do I want someone who has way different hobbies than me so I can learn about something new? Where do I fall on the topics of family and religion and politics? And does that matter in a partner? You know, really think about it ahead of time and maybe even come up with some things that you want to know about in a partner. Like, if you go into that encounter being curious, again, you're going to get more intel, which is always more beneficial to you. You'll also seem more interesting to the person that you are approaching because you're wanting to know about them and you are conveying that you have specific things that and specific standards, if you will, that you're looking for in a partner. So it is, again, you're approaching it with that kind of equal sussing out. And like I said, if you're someone who has a hard time thinking of what to say, if you're nervous around other people, which I have definitely been known to do, coming up with some things that you want to know about ahead of time in the other person can really help you to feel a little bit more prepared. I'm dying laughing listening to this. realizing that I was like, yeah, see if they want to exchange Facebook. And Bump, remember Bump? That was around for like 2 seconds where you could like bump your phone with somebody else's phone via NFC and it would trade contacts. Hilarious that I suggested Facebook and Bump as suggestions to keep in contact with people. My, how times have changed. Maybe nowadays ask someone, you know, if you feel like that initial encounter has gone well and said, you know, I'd love to connect with you sometime. What's the best way to chat with you? Do you prefer WhatsApp, Instagram Messenger, phone? What's easiest for you? And that way, if there is a specific way that someone feels a little more comfortable chatting, then they can offer that up as opposed to just saying, you know, what about this one way? And then maybe they don't have that way or they don't feel comfortable with that. Like I always say, to me, phone numbers feel really personal. But yeah, I think asking them what's the best way to get in touch with them is probably a good way to go. And I wonder if I suggested Facebook back in the day, because something I didn't say in the original vlog, but is definitely true, is that Nate initially reached out to flirt with me via Facebook. We met at a bar, but barely said like 2 words to each other. We were there. We had mutual friends at the bar, so we were introduced to each other, and that was about it. And we were introduced to each other at another time on a separate meeting where we just basically were like, okay, hi, okay, bye. And we were both just not really in a headspace to meet somebody new. But I guess once we had met at that bar, Nate had asked about me. He had asked a friend about me. And he then contacted me on Facebook and said, hey, I don't know if you remember meeting me at the bar the other night. But, you know, we're mutual friends with this person. And I would love to get to know you better. So if you're interested, you know, I had a migraine that night. It seemed like you weren't in the space to talk. But if you're interested, I would love to go out to a bar again. And you bring some of your friends and I'll bring some of my friends, so it doesn't feel like a weird blind date, I don't know you type of situation. And, you know, we'll just have another friends night out at the bar and see if we have an opportunity to connect. And that was a really great way to do it because, again, Nate was kind of stressing the like, hey, no stakes, no pressure. Let's just see if, you know, we enjoy each other's company and that's something we might want to do more often. And I felt like that was really nice. You know, a lot of times I think when you're approached by a stranger, and I don't know if this is different for men and women, but for me, a lot of times I feel like when I was approached by a stranger, sometimes they can kind of approach it, whether they're meaning to or not, in a little bit of a predatory way where it feels like, you know, I am coming to win you or conquest you or, you know, get something from you. And it especially if you don't know the person, it feels very strange because you don't know what their motivations are. And it can put you on edge where maybe you would enjoy this person's company. But in that specific encounter, you're like, please leave me alone. And again, maybe that's just my oddities and my quirks, but I do think really approaching it from a very low stakes kind of way is a really great way to go. It's at least what worked for me and Nate, which is awesome. All right, now we have a really great question called in from Naked Truth listener Steven.
So for you personally, what is the best attempt anyone has ever used to try to flirt with you? And what has been the worst attempt anyone has ever tried to flirt with you?
Oh my gosh, the best and worst attempts at flirting. Okay. I really like one of the best attempts I ever got that I was like, oh my gosh, yes, was someone approached me. I was out having drinks with my girlfriends and someone approached me and said, hey, I respect that you're here with your friends, but I think you're really cute. And here's my number or email in case you want to chat at some time. Otherwise, or I'll be over there if you have some free time tonight. Take care. And that was it. And when he said, here's my number and email, he kind of, you know, gave me his card. And it wasn't like a business card that was like, I'm a fancy producer. Look at me, business card. It just, you know, had his basic contact information on it. But I loved that he was very understanding of the fact that I was there with my girlfriends. Sometimes people that, you know, maybe don't do this as successfully try to kind of single you out from your friends, which if you came to the bar with your friends are going to get pissed that you left them alone for guys or girls or whoever, anyone who's at the bar. Like if you're there with your friends, that's probably what you came to do. So it feels weird to be like sectioned off. And again, kind of being sectioned off can add to that bit of a predatory, I have a goal in mind feel. So I really enjoyed that approach. I thought that was awesome. I felt it was very respectful. And the guy who said it, you know, he approached me with confidence and he was cute. And so I did hit him up later. I think I actually spoke with him a little bit more at the bar that evening when like me and my friends had a break in the conversation. I think I did approach him and say like, hey, let's chat now if you have a moment. And it was cool. And one of the worst attempts at flirting that I can remember is someone who definitely was trying to section me and my friend off from each other. It was just me and one other friend that were there that night, and we come out to kind of hang out. And I mean, no one at the bar probably knew, but I think I was married and she was engaged at that point or something like that. Anyway, we were both not single. We had come out to the bar to have a girls' night and to have some drinks ourselves. And this person came up and got right in between us to try to, like, you know, again, section us off, and said, you know, can I buy you a drink? And when one of us responded, because this happened multiple times, but it was like, no, thanks, I'm all set. And also I'm taken, but thank you. Having a response that's very mean or insulting. And I understand that hearing no thank you can feel very threatening to people, particularly people that maybe are dealing with some insecurities or aggression or something like that. But when someone says, hey, can I buy you a drink? And you're like, oh, sorry, I'm taken, but thank you so much. And then they respond with like, okay, slut, or something like that under their breath, which, no joke, that definitely happens. It is the most off-putting, repulsive thing. I mean, it's incredibly rude behavior. And there's nothing in that that's like, oh man, you insulted me for not wanting to take your drink. You know what? I guess I'm all for it now. Like, it's what? Don't do that to people. It's so rude. And, you know, maybe I guess this person interpreted us saying no thank you to the drink as rude, but no one owes anyone else anything. Just because you offer to buy someone dinner or a drink or coffee, in either direction, whether you're the offerer or the one who it's being offered to, no one owes you anything. People are free to choose to behave as they will, and nothing you can do or say is going to convince them otherwise. It's also why I have a big problem with the, people that are trying to like teach other people how to have game and stuff like that, like the dating gurus, as they like to call themselves and stuff, because there is no one answer. There's no one magic formula where if you do these 10 steps, the person you're approaching will definitely be smitten. That's not a thing. It's not real. And I know people that are like, oh no, I read such and such book and it definitely works. And it's like, okay, well, I have had someone try those exact same steps from that exact same book on me and it didn't work. So, you know, a lot of that just doesn't take into account that not only is every person different in their preferences, but everyone is different in what they find charming and honestly what they need out of a partner. I do believe that there's a shoe out there for every foot. And even when I meet people that I think, oh man, that person would be such a nightmare to date, I'm thinking that for me. That person would be a nightmare for me to date, but maybe I would be a nightmare for them to date. I'm guessing I probably would, because it's all about finding that person who finds you wonderful and charming just the way you are. And it's not easy to find that person. I dated a lot of frogs before I found my prince. And you know, sometimes you know right away that this person's not your person. Sometimes it takes you 6 months. Sometimes it takes you 6 years to figure out that this person's not your person. But the better kind of detective you can be in that situation, the better it's going to be for everyone, I think. So that's that. If you want to be a part of the podcast in the future, Anchor lets you send in audio messages that are sent to me, and you can do that on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. The next few episodes will be on fantasy as a genre and the drive to be perfect, something I still struggle with to this day. So if you have any questions or comments or anything you want to say on either of those topics, please go ahead and send those in. Again, you can do that on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. You can just easily record them with your phone, send them in, 60 seconds or less, and you just might hear yourself on a future episode. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who sent in responses for this week's episode, as well as the official financial supporters of the Naked Truth podcast via the Anchor platform. You're amazing. Thank you to everyone who is listening to this and sharing it with friends. I appreciate you so, so much. So final thoughts for today. I do think there is a shoe for every foot. And I think the more you can approach the situation, sussing out if this other person is right for you, rather than having the mindset that I think we all fall into of, oh, please let them like me. You don't even know if you want them to like you yet. So the more you can kind of approach it as an equal relationship right from the start, the better off I think it'll be. Good luck out there dating everyone. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.